Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back, Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. You know, if you have any comments, questions, if you want to tell me anything about some of these interviews, I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email at capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. Now I want to talk about this proposal at the Capitol to require public and charter school students in Michigan to recite the Pledge of Allegiance every day in school. It's an issue that's been controversial across the country for years. And to talk about the proposal, I'm joined by the bill's sponsor, Republican State Senator Roger Kahn. Welcome to the program, Senator Kahn.
Glad to be here.
Now, we all know that the phrase "under God" was a later addition to the pledge, and it's been the source of resistance by some to be required to say the pledge, such as atheists. Do you agree that for some the pledge may be against their beliefs?
Well, yes, I do, and we have a provision if there is a stated objection to saying it, though I find that personally very distasteful, they will be exempted.
Now, obviously, you know, there's the concern of parents who may be atheists or may not want their kids saying the pledge. But the other consequence then is children of these parents who may in fact feel isolated if the rest of the class is saying the pledge while they are not allowed to or been told not to.
They ought to learn to live in a world where they're mostly believers and they're mostly people who support the United States. I think to isolate them from what the world really is like and their country really is like is a terrible mistake.
What's the situation now in most of our schools? Is it up to the teacher, the classroom, the district to decide if or if not the pledge is being said?
I'm told that that's probably so, but I'm not completely comfortable with that answer, because there may well be school districts where it is required, with the exceptions that that we're going to allow. And I say that because we did call school districts up to find out if they had a requirement for the pledge and if there were exceptions.
From what I understand, this bill requires the pledge to be said, but there's no penalty if a school or district decides not to follow these rules. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. And you bring up a very good point. If there is a personal voiced objection to this, that's one thing. But if there is wanton disregard for the law, that is another thing, and there should be a penalty.
You know, I grew up saying the pledge as a youngster. I remember really after a while it became just a simple recitation we all said. I don't think as children we thought very long and hard about what the pledge actually involved and what it was saying. What is it that you think that kids are going to get out of saying the pledge every day?
They get an opportunity to think about their country and of their responsibilities to their country and their country's responsibilities to them. In short, they learn to love their land.
And in terms of your vision, is this something they would do at the beginning of each day? Would they do it during each class? How would those rules apply?
Well, I don't know from school to school how they would choose to do that recitation. I expect it would be at the beginning of the day, but it would not necessarily have to be so.
I'm talking to Republican State Senator Roger Kahn, who's proposing a bill that would require the Pledge of Allegiance to be recited in class. The bill also includes having an American flag in each classroom.
Yes.
Now, you know, to some people, those are symbolic, in some ways, forms of patriotism. Are there things that volunteering and actions that people can take that, and then children could take, that would be more, even more patriotic than just saying the Pledge of Allegiance?
Well, there are other things that we certainly could do to show our love of land and our patriotism and our desire for America to continue to be the hope of the world, but those are often individual things and individual choices. This bill is is related to the Pledge of Allegiance and not other things that one might think of.
But let me ask you this. I mean, because I can't help but think of situations where you're going to have kids who may not have an opinion about the pledge, but their parents do. And they may be told by their parents that they are not allowed to or supposed to recite the pledge. I mean, that type of isolation, I can't imagine that being beneficial to any child in a school. Is that not a concern for you?
No.
Well, in the sense that we know there is bullying in schools, things like that. I mean, isn't a kid going to be dramatically isolated when he's one of the only kids in class who's not saying the Pledge of Allegiance?
No.
No, as in you believe
no,
that?
No, I don't agree with you.
Okay.
I think that if your proposition is that the recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance to our country is bullying, the answer is no.
Well, I guess from what I understand, your bill indicates that if a parent doesn't want their child to say the pledge, then they can be exempt from doing so.
That's correct.
Well, ultimately that leaves a situation where a child may be even against, he might even disagree with his own parent, but he might in a sense then be isolated from the rest of the classroom when the pledge is being said.
I don't see it that way. I think if he wants to stand, if the stand they wish to take is to not say the pledge, they have the responsibility, in fact, to do so.
And the
what's the point you're trying to make here, sir? Is it that saying the pledge is somehow a soft thing, something that we really ought not to be standing up for? Is this something that you feel is somehow questionable?
I'll put it to
I
you.
I agree with you. Well, it's offensive. It's with the line of questioning here is offensive.
Well, let me just explain it this way. We've already seen many court cases across the country which went to the Supreme Court in which parents, not the kids, the parents specifically said, I don't want my kid having to say a pledge that involves the words under God. Now, in those situations, you've ultimately got children who are in a position where it's not even they don't have control, but they're basically in a position where they're obeying their parents and they're not able to say the pledge due to their own parents' will. And that's where you ultimately have a kid that might be isolated if we have a policy that requires everyone in the classroom, except for the few whose parents say, no, you can't do that, saying the pledge.
I understand your point of view. I don't agree with it.
Now, in terms of this bill, do you expect it to move ahead fairly quickly through the legislature? Is there general support for it?
Yes. There's overwhelming support for it, actually.
And what about the school districts? Has there been any comment from school districts? Do you expect some schools to resist this requirement?
No.
I see, but ultimately there is no penalty involved in not doing so, you're saying.
You bring up a good point. I'm going to see about penalties on Monday.
I see. Well, it certainly is. Look, the reality is most of us grew up saying the pledge, and having done it, I think we know that there's nothing.
Do you feel injured by that?
Well, no, I have to agree with you. I don't. The problem is that, you know, in the country we live in, there is such a variety of viewpoints, and we do have this ultimate freedom to do what we want, that any time you require...
Actually, we don't. You don't have the freedom to be destructive to your land. You don't have the freedom, really, to go shouting fire in a crowded theater, to use the old example that Justice Holmes brought up. If freedom is not absolute, sir.
One more thing. You know, the kids nowadays, it's such a different generation. They're very technologically savvy, and many kids spend a lot of their time on their phones, interacting constantly, using computers. Do you think the effect of saying the pledge will be the same as it was on previous generations?
Actually, it's my fervent hope that saying the pledge will give people something that they can use as the extension of or the beginning of showing their love for their country and love for freedom.
Well, there's certainly nothing to argue on that point. That is certainly something that is a positive and good thing to do. Republican State Senator Roger Kahn, thank you very much for joining me.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Goodbye.